Parr received a subpoena for records in a criminal case, and at that time there was no statutory protection for those records. There was nothing that made either the relationship with a sexual assault counselor or the records themselves privileged. What I try to convince the Parr to do was let the judge review the records in private. It's called an in-camera proceeding. And I really felt from a legal perspective that was really the best outcome that could ever happen, because there was no authority to not release the records at all. And I remember the day Ann Pride said, we'll never let anyone look at the records. And if you want us to do that, you have no idea what we're talking about. You don't understand us. You don't understand the issue. If you can't take the stand that we want, we have to find another lawyer.